You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Kenwal Sarai, the founder of Simply Investing, an online investing educational company. And Kenwal is certainly on a quest to bring financial freedom to all. He created the Simply Investing online course on the belief that the world can be a better place if people didn't have to worry or stress out about money. Kenwal's goal is to make investing easy, save you time, and help you safely earn more. Kenwal, a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, you're welcome. Our pleasure. So, Kenwal, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, Simply Investing.
Sure, Eric. I started investing in 1988, so a little over two decades. I began with term deposits and mutual funds, like most people generally do. However, over the years, I became more and more dissatisfied with the performance of my mutual funds. And I came to the understanding and the realization that a lot of the, I've worked, you know, with three different financial advisors, one financial planner, and I realized that, you know, at the end of the day, they're mutual fund salespeople, and that's how they make money, is earning through commissions. And so their interests were not in line with my interest in having my investments do well, and this was money that I was putting aside for retirement and also putting aside for later on in life that I could use the money and, you know, go on vacation or take care of my family and children and for any other number of things that you do when you have extra money on hand. So what I started doing at that point is I started educating myself on, you know, how do investments work? How do I get my money to grow safely and to grow over time? So I started looking at that, and then in 99, I got involved, and I think a number of people did, with the high-tech bubble and buying stocks and a lot of these high-tech companies. Anything with the dot-com name next to it was doing really well. The stocks were going really high. But again, I jumped in without knowing anything about these companies or anything about investing. So I did lose some money, and that was a big eye-opener for me. So at that point, I said, okay, I got to start over again. Okay, I got to learn how do I invest responsibly? How do I do it properly? So I started, you know, looking at some role models, and I said I need to find people out there who have made money consistently over the long term. Okay, not somebody who made a lot of money and then they lost it all in a year, but somebody consistently year after year after year who made some, you know, who did well and learn from their mistakes. You know, why reinvent the wheel when you can just study the practices of successful investors out there and basically just copy what they do? I mean, there's no secret. There's books, hundreds of books written about them everywhere. So the role models that I found, you know, and again, these are folks who did not win the lottery, didn't inherit any money, or had rich parents. They started off on their own, and they became successful and continue to be successful today. And some of the names you may recognize, Warren Buffett is a big one, Benjamin Graham, who was actually Warren Buffett's mentor and teacher at Columbia University, wrote a fantastic book called The Intelligent Investor. And then Peter Lynch, and there's some other folks like Tom Conley and Stephen Jaworski, which some of your viewers may or may not have heard of. But in any case, so once I started reading that and reading about what they did and how they became successful, there was a common theme with all of them. And they all said, listen, they all advocated value investing, and they all advocated investing on your own. Because at the end of the day, no one cares more about their money than you do. So it's not going to be your financial planner or investment advisor. It's going to be yourself. So you need to be responsible for your own money. And how are you going to invest it responsibly and grow that investment? So after that, once I figured that out, I started slowly investing in stocks, very slowly. I still kept the mutual funds on the side. And I spent a little over 3 years teaching myself about value investing, interviewing other value investors out there, and sort of perfecting my own strategy on what is the best way to do it, and learning from their mistakes as well, and I made mistakes along the way. And after the course of 3 years, I dumped all of the mutual funds. You know, I'm not a big, if you go on the website, you'll see I'm not a big proponent of mutual funds. All of my investments are in stocks. And when I talk about value investing, I mean, I'm sure your readers can Google that and they'll get lots of information on that, but value investing is essentially buying quality companies when they're undervalued. Okay, so that's what we talk about in the course. But before I get into that, you did ask me a little bit about the company as well. So after the 3 years I did, that's when I started Simply Investing. And at that time, the course was not online, so I was going around teaching the classes to people. It takes, typically it was a half a day class, and teaching people exactly what I did. How do you start from scratch? How do you start investing responsibly and minimizing your risk? You know, I'm a very, I don't like taking on risk. Everybody works, including myself, we work hard for your money, and you don't want to lose that. You want the money to grow, and how do you do it safely and consistently over the long term, right? So this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not day trading. It's how do you consistently, patiently, over the long term, grow your money, and that's how I started Simply Investing.
Very, very nice. Now, how does your investing course help people? I'm sure they are interested already in learning more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially what I did afterwards was put the course online. So it's been online for just about 2 years, and that makes it easier for folks to get access to it. It's there 24/7 anywhere in the world. As long as you've got an internet connection, you can get to the course. So how does it help people? So you might have heard this saying, okay, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man how to fish and you feed him for life. Okay, so that's the philosophy behind my investing course. I am giving people the education and the knowledge they need to invest successfully for themselves, by themselves. Okay, that way you don't have to rely on me. You don't have to rely on financial advisors or planners or anybody on the outside. You can do it yourself. So I'm giving you the tools, the education, and the knowledge to invest successfully on your own, consistently over time. Now, I don't sell insurance. I don't sell bonds. I don't, you know, stocks or even advanced courses. There's none of that. Like, this is it. It's one course, and I give you everything you need to get started right away and start investing successfully. So how does the course helps people, and we've helped hundreds of people. From the youngest customer I had was 14 years old, not including my son, who's 8, and he did the course, but paying customer, 14 all the way up to 60. Different groups of people, from doctors to office workers, to bus drivers, people who have taken the course and they've been very successful with the course, their investments continue to grow successfully. So that's how the course will help you to become a better investor.
I think it's certainly a need all over the world, learning more how to grow our money. So most people think, though, that investing on their own is pretty complicated and time-consuming and risky, but you don't believe that. Tell me why.
Sure, yeah, that's those are the three big myths of investing. And any time you tell somebody, you know, I'm investing in stocks or I'm investing in the stock market, that's what they're going to think. They're going to, you know, they might think you're crazy, but then they're going to think, well, it's complicated, it's time-consuming, it's risky, and it's not for me. So let's take a look at all three of these, but just very briefly. So the first one is complicated. Now, in my course, I get rid of that. Okay, the financial industry has done a fantastic job in making things complicated. They like to use financial jargon, and that's including the mutual fund companies. They're all, you know, they like to make things complicated so that it confuses people, and then you hand over your money to them. And you say, okay, well, you know, I can't handle this. It's too complicated. You know, here, you take the money you invested on my behalf. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. You know, people think you need a degree in finance or, you know, economics to be a successful investor, and you don't. So what I do in the course is I eliminate all of the financial jargon. So the course is in plain English, simple, easy to understand. And like I said, I've had, you know, customers as young as 14. My son, who's 8, has done the course, and, you know, he's bought stocks. So that's how simple I make it. You know, I don't want to give the impression that it's dumbed down, but it's made simple so that anyone can understand that, and you don't need, you know, grade 12 mathematics to do it. It's simple, and we show you how to do it step by step. So that takes care of the complication. We just get rid of that. Time-consuming. Now, as I said before, this is not a day trading course. You know, if you're going to do day trading, then yes, you're going to be sitting in front of the computer 10, 15 hours a day watching stock prices. And I don't advocate that, and I don't recommend it, nor do I teach that. So what we do in the course, we give you step-by-step instructions, and there's a worksheet. So you do get a PDF. It's a 48-page worksheet that comes with the course, and we give you step-by-step instructions. I take you through the course, kind of hold your hand virtually, and we go through it in the course on how to make proper decisions when it comes to investing. So in terms of the time factor, you only need to spend the time when you have the money to invest. So I'll give you my personal example. Last year, you know, I've been doing this for over a decade now. I've got a good portfolio. Last year, I did one trade, and that was it. It was just one stock that I said, okay, I've got some extra money now. I'm going to go ahead and buy that. And when you do that, that's when you have to spend some time. In the course, we have plan A and plan B. So plan A is to do it all yourself. So I've got some customers who love to do it themselves. They love the mathematics. They love to calculate and do all the stuff yourself. When you do that, it takes about an hour and a half a month, depending on when you're ready to buy stocks. So if you're going to buy one stock a year, it's an hour and a half a year, and you can go ahead and make your purchase decision. Plan B, which is what most people want, especially if you've got kids, you're working, both parents are working, people are busy. Plan B is to use the knowledge I've given you, plus additional resources that we use, and we talk about those in the course, and that is both Plan A and Plan B is going to get you to the same destination, but Plan B is about 10 to 15 minutes a month. And I know it sounds surprising when I say that. People, they look at me and they say, I don't believe it. How can it take 10 minutes a month and I'm done with my investing? And the reality is that is it. That's it. And again, if you're going to make one trade, two trades a year, that's it. It's 15, 20 minutes in the entire year. And you buy the stocks and you're done. It's a long-term strategy. So we're not constantly buying and selling stocks. We're buying them and then we hold. We hold for the income that comes in through dividends, and through capital, the stock appreciation price. So I have made it simple, and it doesn't, and so that's a big myth. It is not time consuming. We've made it a lot easier for people to be successful investors on their own. And the last one, risky. So that is a big, there's a lot of media noise that you can hear on the news, and they, you know, people kind of get scared away from investing. So what we do in the course is we cover the six major types of risks that you're going to encounter as an investor. And it's not just for stocks. It's even for mutual funds. Essentially, what a mutual fund is, they're pooling your money together, and the mutual fund manager is going out and buying stocks. So you're still invested in the stock market. So in anything that you do, whether it's a business, running a restaurant, buying mutual funds, or buying stocks, there's going to be risks. So we cover all the six major risks, and we show you exactly how you can minimize those risks. And so I think people do really well. I'll give you an example. I mentioned before value investing was investing in quality companies, okay, when they're undervalued. I'll give you an example. Coca-Cola, that is a quality company. Because it is such a large corporation, they operate in over 130 countries. They've been around for a very long time, and they've been paying dividends for over 100 years. So just, again, very quickly, just a dividend is a cash payment that's made to you as a shareholder. So if you buy, let's say, stock in a company, you know, company XYZ, and the company pays $1 a dividend per share, and it will be paid out per year. So if you own 100 shares, you're going to get $100 in cash every year. And that will be paid to you every single year for as long as you own those shares and as long as the company is paying out that dividend. So if you own 1,000 shares, you'll get $1,000 a year in cash. And you can do whatever you want with that money. It's yours to keep. You can reinvest it if you wish, or you can spend it elsewhere. So the example of Coca-Cola, they've been paying dividends for over 100 years, and this is amazing. They have been paying 48 years of consecutive dividend increases. So that's not just the dividend every year, but every year it's increasing. And that's 48 years of consecutive dividend increases. So that is amazing. That is, you know, including the Iraq War and 9/11, you know, the credit crunch, all the stuff happening in Greece and, you know, the bailout. Through all that, they've consistently increased the dividend year after year after year after year. Okay, so no one can, you know, I can't predict the future. No one can predict the future. But I have a high degree of confidence that next year Coca-Cola is going to increase their dividend or at least keep it the same. I'll give you two other examples, Johnson & Johnson, another well-known brand, 48 years, again, of consecutive dividend increases. And Procter & Gamble, not sure if all your readers know about it, but they might have used their products, Gillette, Crest, or Tide. So Procter & Gamble owns that and a number of other brands. Procter & Gamble has had 56 years of consecutive dividend increases. So that is how we minimize the risk. The money comes in year after year after year. Now think of a portfolio that's made up of, you know, 15 stocks that are similar to this. You're getting money year after year after year. And the dividend is paid out regardless of what happens to the stock price. So the stock price can go up and down, and Coca-Cola is the same thing. You know, price goes up and down. In fact, with the internet, it's pretty bad because you can go on and check the price every second and the price changes all the time. But we don't look at that. We don't, you know, get worried about stock prices going up and down. The dividends keep coming in. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm teaching people how to create your own passive stream of income. And there's people out there. Derek Foster is a gentleman here in Canada who's written a book. He retired at the age of 34. In his book, he talked about he earned, at the time, was approximately $40,000 a year in dividends. So that's how he's able to retire at an age of 34, right? Because you can get, and even if you can achieve half of his success or a quarter of his success, you can at least look at, okay, you know, I can start working part-time, or maybe my spouse doesn't have to work anymore, or maybe I can retire 10 years sooner, right? So that is why it's important to start early, start investing early, and that's how we, I've kind of gotten off a little off track there, but that's how we minimize risk, and so we've covered the, it's not complicated, it's not going to be time-consuming, and we do everything in our power to minimize the risk.
Today we're joined by Kenwell Sarai, the founder of Simply Investing, an online investing educational company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us more about your online investing course, just a little bit more.
Sure, Eric. So the course is quite simple. I've broken it up into five modules. So there's five separate videos that you get to watch. Unfortunately, you don't get to see my face. I'm a bit camera shy, but the course itself is it's an audio course. Video course. You will be able to see the as I transition through the slides, and I do actually go through a number of even take you to the websites and show you how the stuff works, and you get to hear my voice. It's a five-module video course. It takes about just approximately 2.5 hours to complete. But you can take your time. I give all the customers get lifetime access. So you can do the first module, take a break. You can repeat it if you wish. You can come back to it. So it's lifetime access. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the website. So like I said, 2.5 hours to complete, and we've broken it to five modules. So it's really easy to – we're not bombarding you with a lot of information. The flow really goes really well. And it's for beginners as well as people who have been investing for a number of years and they're not happy with, you know, the performance of their mutual funds or they're not happy with how their stock investments have been going. So the course really does work well. And it's a step-by-step approach. Okay, so remember I talked about it before. I don't get into any of the financial jargon. My job is to clear the financial jargon and make it quite easy for everyone to understand. So it is a step-by-step approach. And there is a hands-on exercise we do in one of the modules. In addition to that, I mentioned there is a 48-page PDF, a workbook that you can print out. And we go through the exercise, and there's worksheets in there for Plan A. We cover both Plan A and Plan B. So I mentioned that before. Plan A is for the folks who like to do it all themselves, complete do-it-yourselfers. Plan B is to do it yourself with some help. And we also talk about some of the resources that are available, the resources that I personally use and have been using for more than a decade that have done extremely well for me. So we do that. And the last part is we do have an online forum. So you can ask questions there and also get second opinions. There's other like I said, our students range from different levels of experience. So there's folks out there who've been doing this for a very long time. So you could even type a question in, you know, I'm thinking about purchasing stock in this company. You know, what do you think? And people can give you their opinions. And like I said, also ask questions as well. So I've made it really simple. We've made the registration process extremely simple. And then to go through the course, simple to get you to be a successful investor as quickly as possible.
Well, tell us, where can our listeners find more information about Simple Investing?
Sure. So Simply Investing, the best place to go is our website. So the address is www.simplyinvesting.com. So that's going to be one word, Simply Investing. Once you're on the website, you'll have access, you can see the blog. So there's lots of recent new articles that are constantly being updated. We also have a link from there to our Twitter page and a link from there to our Facebook page as well. So the best place to go is the website, simplyinvesting.com.
In conclusion, Ken Wall, in less than 60 seconds and customary on the show, what advice from your experience could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Two pieces of advice. Number one would be to get started right away. I know it sounds cliche. Everybody says that. But you do need to get started right away. I did sit on this idea for, I had a whole year go by before I had enough courage to go ahead and start it. I did wish I had started sooner. With the website and getting the company up and running. So the number one thing would be to get started right away. A lot of the stuff you'll figure out on your own as you progress, because I know entrepreneurs get into that mode of trying to get all this information ready before they launch, but I would say go ahead and launch and you can figure all that out. The second thing, you got to have patience. You need to have patience. And with any business, whether it's online or a brick and mortar company, you will need to have the patience to stick through it. But it does take time. It takes time to build a clientele and a list of customers. And so you got to stick with it. So start right away and stick with it.
Good advice. He is Ken Wall Sarai, the founder of Simply Investing, an online investing educational company. And the website is simplyinvesting.com. Ken Wall, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.